Okay, we're on the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av. Let's kuf gimel, then we'll be moving on to halachas of Tisha B'Av. The seifim are very, very long over here, so we won't do as many seifim as we ordinarily would have done. Kuf gimel begins with the fact that on Erev Tisha B'Av, if you have a bris mila or pidyon haben, other such sudas mitzvah, you can do it, but you can only do it up until chatzais. You're not supposed to go on any kinds of trips or pleasure walks any part of the day. And after Chatzais, so unless it's Shabbos, some are naik still to learn if it's Shabbos, but if it's not Shabbos, so then you have to stop learning except for the topics in the Torah that you're allowed to learn if it's on Tisha B'Av itself. The Suda Mafsekes, so the minig is the person should have a regular Suda before Mincha. Then you go and you eat mincha, and then then you go to, what's it called? Then there's no tachnun at mincha agav, because Tisha B'Av is called a ma'id, despite the fact that it's a sad time, but it's called a ma'id. And then closer to nighttime, so you have the Suda Mafsekes, you sit on the ground, don't have to take off your shoes. However, three people should not be eating together, and the menu is standard. You have to take a piece of bread with a hard-boiled egg and put some ashes on it, and make sure that you stop on time so that by being a shmasis already, by shkia, you finished eating. A person who regularly fasts for Bahab, in other words, he doesn't is religious about it, and therefore has a din of a neder, a nidri mitzvah, so he has to be matir neder if Erev Tisha B'Av comes out on his base, because he's not going to want to fast 2 days in a row. Also, if a person Leilenu has a yahrzeit on that day on Erev Tisha B'Av, so he should be makabel on himself b'teres tanai the first time that it happens. That first time he's supposed to do tainus yahrzeit, I mean that he's going to fast up until chatzais. And then he'll daven mincha gedola, and then he'll have a suda, a proper suda afterwards, and later on, closer to Erev, so he'll have the suda mafsekes. That's what a person should do on Titus yahrzeit. People need to fast on their yahrzeit if they're able to. The Seder. Bein HaShemashis of Tisha B'Av is Aser on everything that you be Aser on Tisha B'Av, so therefore you have to take off your shoes, and everything becomes Aser with Bein HaShemashis. That's Kuf Chav Gimel. All right, now we move on to Kuf Chav Dalad. Kuf Chav Dalad, we start with Ma'ariv. So Ma'ariv, we go in, we're supposed to take off of our shoes. If we put them on again in order to walk to shul, you take them off and you come into shul. There's a minig to remove the pareches, and there's a smach from the pasuk, Bitza Emrasai. Emrasai is a lashon of Imra, of what's it called, something woven. So they take off, we take off the pareches, for Tisha B'Av. A person is supposed to daven Ma'ariv bebechi benachas slowly and b'derech avelus, and what's it called? And we sit on the floor up until what's it called? Up until the time of, before mincha the next day. After Shemana Esrei, so then a person says after Shemana Esrei, we say Kaddish with Tiskabel. We'll see. That's going to be the last one until the next day, Mincha. You light a few candles, but not more than that, so you're able to lay an Echa and be able to see it. And when you lay an Echa, so the minig is to stop slightly between every pasuk, to slow it down. Even more than that, between Echa and Echa. And every time you say the word Echa, you should raise your voice. And every time you finish a parak, you should go up again also in the tune. And finally, when you finish Echa with Hashivenu, Hashem Eilecha v'Nashuva, again, the minig is to raise your voice. After Echa, so we say Ata Kadosh. After Ata Kadosh, we do not say Kadosh Tiskabel. That we also take from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Sasam Tfilasi, that my Tfilah was shut off, quieted, and therefore we don't say Tiskabel, that you should accept our tefillos until the next day of Mincha Beseder. If a person is davening b'yechidus, he should also say Echa, and he should also say the kinnis that we would say in shul. Okay, going to sleep that night. So a person should be mitzdayer. That means if he usually sleeps with two pillows, he should sleep with one. If he sleeps with one, he should sleep with none. Yechidei segula, even bring in, take rocks and put them in their bed. Zecher Yaakov Avinu, Yasam Evan Mirashaysov, and so was the Makom HaMikdash, and so there are people who will do that. The next day for Shachris, so we don't wear tefillin. Tefillin's called a pe'er. We don't wear talis gadol, also from Bitzah Emrasay, the same pasuk that we used to put away the pareches, and we put on a talis katan, but we don't put it on with a bracha. There's a minig to start davening a little bit earlier. That's interesting. Most of the time, people don't do that. They find that usually people start later because they want to make it to Chatzais. But if you're going to make it to Chatzais, the idea is to start earlier than usual. You're not supposed to have too many lights on in the shul or any lights on in the shul if you don't need them. You also daven benachas bebechi bederech havelus. We do say Mizmor L'Saida, interesting, and the Shliach Tzibur says Anenu in between Gael Yisrael and Rifa'enu, but the people don't say it until Mincha. There's no Berchas Kayanim, and after Shemona Esrei, again, no Tiskabel, just Chatzi Kaddish. We don't say Tachnun, we don't say Kel Erech Apayim, because again, like we saw before, Tisha B'Av is called a Mayed. And then we take out the Sefer Torah. We lay in the Sefer Torah Kisel et Bonim, which is, what's it called, in Dvarim, and it's three aliyahs. And then after that, the third aliyah is Mafter. He lays a Sefer Sifem in the tune of Eicha, that's the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av. You put back the Sefer Torah, and then after that, you sit on the floor and you say Kinnis until after Chatzais. After that, what's it called? After that, so then we say Ashrei, we don't say Lam Natzeach. Uval Tzim, you say the first Pasuk, then you stop the Pesukim, you skip the Pesukim after that until Atar Kadesh, because those are talking about Limud HaTorah, which is Aser. It's interesting that in an Avel's house, you do say those Pesukim, because although the Avel is Aser and Limud HaTorah, but the other people who come to be Menachem Avel until Davim with them are not, and therefore you do say those Pesukim. All right, so you say Va'ata Kaddish, you finish, and again, you say Kaddish with no Tiskabel. After that, it's Aleinu, you do say Kaddish Yasim. After that, there's no Shir Shal Yaim, there's no Enkel Akenu, there's no Shir Ayichud for people who say that. And as he says, Aminik Nachain, there are places who do that, will Lein Echa again after the morning, especially if you have time here in Yeshiva. There doesn't usually end up being enough time after the kinnis until Mincha, but there is a minig to do that. And Avel is able to go to shul on Tisha B'Av both at night and in the day until Mincha time, because everybody is available anyway. You can even get an aliyah, and he can even lane the maftir. Also interesting, a person gets called up for an aliyah, there's a minig to say under his breath before his aliyah, Baruch Dayana Emes. Finally, the last sifa over here is that what's it called? The Divrei Torah are aser on Tisha B'Av. Kudei Hashem Yishar Misamchei Lev. They're misameach our hearts, and therefore you're not allowed to learn except for certain topics in Yirmiyah, Eicha, Iyav. Perakel Megalchin, which talks about Nidoy and Avelis, and Zakin, which talks about in Gittin, which talks about the Churban, Yerushalmi in the end of Tainus, which also talks about the Kor of Churban. Even these topics, though, if somebody has a strong kasha, and you know he's thinking in order to be patient, you know, to answer up his kasha, and he's got a geshmak of teretz about a sad topic, you can't do that either, because that's also something that's enthralling and like electrifies you. So you can't do that. Whatever you're allowed to learn, you're also allowed to learn with kids, teach it to kids. And a person is allowed to say the Seder Ayoyim, the Karbanah, say Zom Kaiman. However, those people who say Maimadis, they should not say Maimadis on Tisha B'Av. Okay, with all of that, so we're up to Sif Vav, I think. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue Sif Vav, and then however long it takes to finish this, someone will go by tomorrow.